Blog Talk Radio.
Living like we bulletproof. I don't know why.
like that song that Brother Raheem Devon does. I think it's very pertinent. I think it's very profound and very relevant for the time that we live in, because so many of us, and especially our young brothers, think they bulletproof and they living like, you know. So not only are the police shooting us down, and we're shooting ourselves down, okay? And we're living a lifestyle that is synonymous with death. And, you know, we got to do better. We just got to really do better. This your auntie hollering at you, imploring you, commanding you to do better as a group, as a family, as a clan. We got to do better. You know, I thought that we don't have that much time tonight. As I look at the clock, it's not going to be a long shot. It's been a while since we've been here in the to liberate, because, and we want to invite this audience to join us on Monday and Wednesday and Fridays. We had to switch the events because we had the days mixed up. So on Tuesdays and Thursdays and Saturdays, we will be in the in our Liberate show, and so you guys won't miss us as much. We see the mailbox has been full. I thank y'all for being out there. Y'all are just kind of loyal. But we've started a new program, and it's called To the Mental Health. And I have a co-host on there, and it is Maddie Brown. And we've been really emptying our souls and sharing a lot of information. And I want to invite this audience to come over there and hang out with us sometimes over in the mental house. And we're doing that on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday nights from 7:30 to 9 o'clock. And it's really mind-blowing, and we try to get raw. In fact, Maddie will probably join us this evening at some point. And if you are available Monday, Wednesday, and Friday nights from 7:30 to 9, come on and join us in the mental house on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be glad to have you. I just, first thing, there was a few things I saw in, as far as articles was concerned, and I just want to bring them to you real quick because, again, we ain't got that much time. Shout out to Ludacris and his new wife, what is her name, Eudoxie or whatever the hell her name is. And this is to all of you women who think that y'all going to have babies by brothers just to get a fucking check. Let this situation be a wake-up call for you, especially if y'all sitting behind the NBA benches or running out here trying to hook up with somebody like one of these stars or somebody you think making some money or some celebrities so you can get a baby. 50 Cent done fucked y'all mind up with that have a baby by me, be a millionaire. So what you're doing is you're getting yourself impregnated and hoping that you can come up with a big child support check. But what Brother Ludacris did, Chris Bridges, when he was smart, what he did was he married his girlfriend, the Eudoxie, the doctor, or whoever he is. And yeah, you might have said that he married her just so he can get custody of your kids. Well, guess what? Today the judge granted Chris Bridges and his wife of less than 30 days custody of little baby Callie from her mother, who have already forfeited on one of her children and pretty much abandoned. And she's very hot and kind of cute, so she found a way to snuggle up under Ludacris and get a baby with him. He's so silly. You know how men is. They pretty much stick their dick in anything that got a hole in it and hair around it. So you don't even got to have no hair around it. You just got to have a hole or a slit. So he unfortunately pregnated her, and I think he learned a good lesson. But congratulations to him, because he does have custody of the child now. And because she was making $800 a month being a supervisor at some hotel, she wasn't satisfied with the, I think it was the $3,500 a month he was giving her for child support. She petitioned the child support and she wanted $7,000, and that's why now she don't got no baby or her meal ticket. So, congratulations to you, too. So, all you women using your pussies as weapons out here, hopefully this will be a lesson to you that men are beginning to wake up to our game. And the shit that we doing and the games that we playing to make their lives miserable and ultimately the children. Because that's all who I care about. I don't really give a damn about the grown-ups who make all these crazy decisions. But at some point, you know, you have to have somebody that's mature enough that's going to do what's best for the child. And anytime you starting to use your kid for a cash cow or an ATM, we already know you starting off wrong. The baby is less than a year. And you have to have $7,000 a month? Okay. Bye. Bye, bitch. Anyway, moving right along, the next story I saw was a girl wants to marry her damn daddy, her biological father. So now, I don't know what the hell is wrong with us and you know, what's going on here that we are so damn crazy that we are beginning to just do all kinds of crazy stuff. This particular article, excuse me, y'all. This particular article, the girl explains why she's marrying her biological father. It's disgusting. If you haven't heard the term genetic sexual attraction, the definition might surprise you. It's basically when you want to sleep with someone in your own biological family. While most of us might become physically sick by the thought, there appears to be a growing movement of people around the globe who feel that this can be defined as a sexual preference, deserving them equal rights under the law to pursue their relationships with their family members. A really interesting fact cited in the article below is that a large percentage of cases in which fathers and daughters are estranged can lead to this GSA. The woman in the story below says that she didn't know her father for most of her life and met him as an adult. It didn't take long for the two of them to become attracted to one another and begin sleeping together. Now they plan on getting married and having children. As the woman who coined the phrase GSA told The Guardian in 2003 that the group tends to stay very silent. Is still regarded as very dangerously close to abuse, even though it is no different from other forms of GSA. What does GSA mean again? It means genetic sexual attraction. Fucking freak. But one such unnamed couple living in the Great Lakes region, which is probably up here with us, making news after the daughter talked at length with the magazine about reuniting with her father, whom she hadn't seen since she was 5, 12 years later, and finding herself instantly attracted to him. The daughter says they have been dating for nearly 2 years, since she lost her virginity to her father just days after reuniting with him, and that they plan to marry, if unofficially, and move to New Jersey, where she says adult incest is actually legal. Okay? Now, if that don't mess your mind up, then let me go here. This one really angered me, and I don't know what to believe, and I'm just going to wait till some more information come out on this, but I think everybody should be made aware of what is going on, because a lot of black people got a lot of love for the civil rights attorney, Alan Dershowitz. And I think Alan Dershowitz is also, if I'm not mistaken, on the O.J. Simpson case. So for those of you who do know who he is, he's a big, high-profile attorney. Anyway, a 31-year-old woman who claims that she was a teenager sex slave forced to serve as high-profile clients such as Prince Andrew, okay, that's over there in London, and attorney Alan Dershowitz, and has now repeated those claims under oath. Blah, blah, blah. On Wednesday, the woman referred to in court documents as Jane Doe, number 3, made a declaration that was filed by her attorneys, including Paul Cassell, a University of Utah law professor, and a former federal judge in a Florida court. For 6 years, Cassell and Florida attorney Brad Edwards have represented two women known only as Jane Doe's number one and number two in a civil lawsuit against the U.S. government. The suit stems from a criminal investigation involving Jerry Epstein, a billionaire Wall Street investor accused of prostituting, kidnapping underage girls. Epstein was convicted on relatively minor state charges and served over just a year in jail starting in 2008. He is now a registered sex offender. I do not believe what I am reading. I don't want to even read anymore. But you know Buckingham Palace is involved with this. We were just talking about on the other program, Lord Buckingham and that whole spiel. But looks like the Queen's, what is he, her grandson? So they're into child trafficking. And this is very interesting for you guys to know because a lot of y'all thought I was crazy on some of my old shows when I showed you the direct coalition between Boys Town, the political parties, especially the Republican Party, and how they like to have sex with little boys, and how there's a lot of sex rings. And just so happened that, well, Sandusky over at Penn State was caught. But it's so much bigger than that, that now I think you guys will do yourself a favor, do all of us a favor, because knowledge is power. And where there is no knowledge, there is no power. So that's why we're powerless. We don't even know a lot of these things, and a lot of us are walking these streets and don't realize that there are body snatchers out here. They're body snatchers. It's very interesting. It's very debilitating. Alan Dershowitz involved in child trafficking? What the? Okay. That is something I can't even, you know, it's just like right now, I can't even handle it. So, check out the article. For those of you who thought that he was a good civil rights attorney and those of us who, you know, felt he was doing the damn thing, we now know that he didn't do anything. And if anything, oh my, see Maddie out here. If anything, he needs to be arrested and tried and put on blast. Hi, Maddie. Welcome to Liberate. How are you this evening? Is this your number,
okay.
Maddie?
Can you, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
I can hear you a little, you know. Yeah, you're not clear at all.
I'm not very clear?
No.
Wow. Here we go again.
Now you're getting clear.
I'm getting clear.
Now I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, how are you this evening? I want to welcome you to back to this is
Liberate.
We want to welcome you.
Well, I'm doing okay.
What did you think
tired,
about some of that stuff that
there.
I read? I'm sorry. What did you say?
It's pretty powerful. Especially the one with the daughter wants to marry the father. What's with that?
What's with that, Matt?
What is, you know? Well,
what's wrong with us, Maddie?
Well, that's go back to the biblical time. That's what Lot's daughter is supposed to do to him.
That's what I was going to say. Is this a Bible story?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Lot's daughters, he had two daughters, and they didn't have a son. I guess the purpose was, you know, every family need a man because he's the head of the household. So they got him drunk and they had sex with him. And a boy was born. You know, when you read these stories, you're like, damn. why it had to be a boy. That's incest. Then they say, no, you know, oh no, it's crazy shit. So we read out a book that all of the stuff you're talking about is in that book.
It's in the
people
book.
Copycatting. Yeah.
So why they want to put people in jail about it? And why do we want to act like the stuff is crazy if the stuff is in the Bible already anyway? I mean, I don't understand. It's already in the Bible. I mean, obviously, they like this kind of stuff because they ain't never got away from it.
Exactly.
They don't
speak them all against it. Exactly. You know, this is the same shit that go on and on and on and on with no end to it, you know? And here you is reading some shit like this. But it's in the Bible.
It's in the Bible.
And it's in the Bible. In fact, tomorrow, in fact, I'm going to, I don't think I have my Old Testament down, but I'm going to email you that. I'm going to email you what the word is in the Old Testament, and it means Lot, daughters, but the other side.
Is it,
but, yeah,
it's not that word begot, is it?
Huh?
Is it a word begot?
No. This is in the Old Testament. And they have a lot of, I guess, the Egyptian words or something or whatever.
Oh,
and what it
okay.
means.
Well, I can tell you something that's pretty interesting right now. That's an ancient practice, though, you know, that, you know, with the little boys being circumcised and practice with the Judaism, I guess it started with the Hebrews. What they're doing is these rabbis, they cut the little boys' penises and they suck the blood from it. Now, supposedly, I want to listen to this, and that's why I'm telling you all this sex shit. It comes from the perversion of the Greeks. The Greeks didn't have no God consciousness. And that's why they eased the woman out of the equation and put a Holy Ghost there. Now, in this whole religious thing, now what kind of ceremony is that for these religious men, these rabbis, they be sucking on the little baby's penises. And this is a ceremony that go on right now today. And so the reason why it's being to get a lot of attention is because of three babies done contracted herpes. Because of these grown ass men at these ceremonies giving them these suck dick, baby dick things, I call them. I don't care what kind of religion they're trying to put it up under.
Parents go along with some shit like that? The kids need to whoop
like
their parents' ass when they grow up.
Excuse me, have you ever heard of it before? You never heard of it?
No.
I'm going to tell you, I got to get what the name is of it. Okay, keep going, because I'm going to find the name of it while you're talking. It's the name of what they call, it's like a christening. You know how you baptize a baby? Well, they get the baby baptized, except this is a ceremony with it's only Jewish people, rabbis
circumcise.
Yeah, they circumcise them, and then they suck them. Now, what the fucking shit got to do with
it? So why is the word circumcised so much in the Bible? You know, it's used over and over again. And sometimes it just doesn't make any sense to me when they're using this word. You know.
Because that now, is a terrorist manual. Okay, here it is. Listen to this. This is in rabbis giving babies herpes. Listen to this. After undergoing orthodox circumcision ritual, two infant boys have contracted herpes. Now, if this is not disgusting to you, these babies don't have anything to do with their damn parents being all religious and all indoctrinated.
Well, no wonder them kids grow up and a lot of time kill their parents. You know, parents are supposed to be protective of their children.
Absolutely. The two boys,
and you're
going
to take them to a
pedophile. Jewish community were circumcised in Jewish ritual known as the Mitzvah B'peh, a B'peh, which is the practitioner or mohel, places his mouth around the baby's penis to cleanse the wound and suck away the blood. A week after the ceremony, one of the boys developed a fever and a lesion on his scrotum, according to the health department. In 2000, the city began requiring parents to sign consent forms acknowledging the health risks of this practice following a string of incidents that included 13 cases of herpes, with two resulting in brain damage and two other resulting in baby's death. None of the parents of the two boys signed these forms, Deputy Commissioner for the Disease Control of New York said. Oh, my God. They said it's too early to tell if the babies with long-term health consequences from their infection.
That's what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. The world is full of demons and gargers and evildoers and stuff like that. And they
and
walk
they
away,
they
walk around
here
with
it. Church. They call themselves priests and shit. They think we the ones evil. You know, in other words, they thinking like they ain't doing
parents keep taking their kids. You know, if I heard a rumor, not a rumor, but being factual about how the priests got sexual abuse boys, that church will be closed down. I could no longer go to one, which a lot of the so-called Catholic churches in Milwaukee think closed. You know, St. Gall, St. Elizabeth, which had a lot of black folks there. And mainly St. Gall was Larry, my daughter-in-law. It was full of his relatives. And they knew that them priests was doing what they was doing to the boys. And they still let the boys go to the records. So, you know, it's some crazy shit on both parts. On both sides. Now, parents supposed to be protector of their children, you know.
Right.
And if the kids can't come home and talk to their parents about what's going on, because this is a so-called godly man, you know, he's a priest. Or even if it's a preacher raping a girl, you know, and they can't talk about this.
Kills me with this particular situation is the fact that this is an ancient ritual that they have been practicing for such a long time, and it should be obvious to them that all the predators out there with all the shit going on, with all the priests sucking and fucking the little boys, it should be apparent to them, these Jews, that are practicing this slimy.
Ain't nobody gonna cut my son and suck no blood out of his penis. I wouldn't give a shit. That's a no-no. That's a no-no. And I'm glad that I think the way I think. You know, it's easy for me to criticize. It's easy for me to criticize people that ain't in their seat, but I'm glad I think the way I think. You ain't
gonna
do
no shit like that. Wait a minute, sister. Now, wait a minute, hold on. Now, you know, because you always in the community, and that's what a lot of people admire about you. You always trying to be out in the community working with the folks. And, you know, so my point is, if you were a member of a church and you raised your children and you know, and y'all was, because, you know, you already is a very community-orientated person. So now, if you were involved with the church real heavily or real seriously, and then you gave birth to your sons, are you mean to tell me that you wouldn't practice nothing at the
No. See, I have never been a religious person, even when my grandmother forced me to go to church. Because, you know, I see them sisters shouting and the preacher howling and screaming and people jumping up, hitting folks in the face, in the head. Sometimes they were shouting on. They didn't like somebody. You know, I know you screwed my husband, so almost like natural shout today. You know, so I've been doing a long time with that all. That was about it, especially when the preacher came home and ate up the best food on the table. Hell no. You know. Although I did take my kids to churches, but when I saw them doing, like, I took my kids to this church, and they had all these kids running around, slobbing, talking about, blah, 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 and folks been talking in tongues, I said, we won't be coming back here. I apologize to them. We left. We didn't go back there. So I don't regret, and St. Gaul was really the joke. Because most of every people could not read outright, and they was teaching the Bible to the people's coming in, you know. So at least my daughter found a husband that, you know, and living the life that she wants to live out of it. But these churches, it's a big joke. Anybody want to go? I'm not going to tell you not to, because sometime I go. You know,
okay. Right.
Yeah, sometimes I like to dress up and go because that's what it's all about. When I ain't got, you know,
you
before when they said people.
You never participate in any of the rituals? Did you participate in any rituals?
No, I've been baptized. I've been baptized and I was psychologically believed because I was baptized and. In the river, that's the way Jesus and John the Baptist was, and it had a great effect on me. I stopped breaking in people's houses and taking their shit. And so I stopped doing a lot of stuff. I was pregnant with my daughter when I got baptized, Cookie. So,
she was pregnant with your daughter at the time.
Yeah. So that's why these preachers stuff came. I feel now they want to rebaptize me in a swimming pool. You ain't going to rebaptize me in no swimming pool when I was baptized in the river.
Okay. You
baptized in the river. I ain't going to be rebaptized. One baptism is enough. I didn't drown.
I didn't do that. Damn pool.
No, I ain't going
basement.
With the pool.
Oh, man, that's all I knew. I told you, my granddaddy was a preacher. So, you know, at the pool, we all had to get down in the pool. And, you know, hell, the water was cold. There was a song we used to sing. I can't remember it now, but the water, stepped in the water. The water was cold. It cooled my body, but not my soul or something like that. And then, you know, I got baptized in the name of Jesus.
Name is Jesus.
And dumped my body down in the water and lifted me up. And like, woo. You are now
a new
creature.
But you know,
and
in order
out
for me to be
start fucking out of both draw legs.
God talking what?
I left church. I said, did I left church and kept fucking out of both draw legs? What I'm saying is, they said when I woke up, I was gonna be a new creature. I was like, hell no! I'm like, I wasn't no new creature. No, I'm just saying, you know. No, y'all, that was a joke. Okay?
But did you before I was baptized,
I wouldn't let nobody suck on my. I participated in that. I've also participated in tarry service, and that's what you're talking about. That speaking in tongues. I've done all that. My people were sanctified. So that's y'all already know Pentecostal, apostolic faith, not Church of God in Christ. I was a apostolic faith. So like D'Angelo and then we worship like try to call down spirits and stuff. And is the closest thing to the Pentecostal church, if you want to know the truth.
Okay.
That is what we carried on a little bit from Africa. It's just, we lost the real shit, but it's the closest thing that
okay.
all that ancestral worship, if you really think about it. It's just that we got it all mixed up and it's done turned mad. But if you really think about it, the white people figured out to manipulate our spirituality, because when they brought us over here, they realized that we had that strong spiritual worship sense, and that we would dance and that we would do these things that they couldn't understand, which was voodoo. We would practice certain things and we would shout like that, and we would do certain things at a certain time. And they didn't know what the hell was going on, but they realized that these people were very spiritual, and like you always say, they studied us. They studied us for, for years before they tried to capture us. So they realized that the most potent thing that we had was our spirituality, like the Native Americans.
Right.
So that was the way they came to us to manipulate us through that vehicle. And when they end up mixing our wisdom and our willing to worship a creator, and when they mix that in with the Bible, it just fucked our whole heads up. Now we all fucked up because they intertwine the two, because the shouting stuff is real. And that's why when I laugh at that, I don't really laugh. I laugh at the sense, because that's really the only authentic shit that we really got from Africa is the dancing.
Okay.
Love to dance. And it's in us. And when I see it, you can go to any Malawi tribe or Kenya, any tribe, and watch them. You're going to see them shouting just like they do in church. So, but somehow this beast has figured out a way to manipulate that along with our worship and put it in the Bible, which is not real, but that other authentic shit is real that we couldn't get out of us, so he just infused them together, and now you got a mixed up black nigga that like to shout and read the Bible. And the Jews are even worse, because what I'm saying is, you would never let them do that to you. You would not. You mean tell me, no matter what they said to you, you wouldn't let that happen?
No.
If they said you had a good, you'd be like,
no. I have to leave the church, because I'm not about to let you cut my baby prick and suck no brother. No, because I think that's sex abuse. You ain't putting your mouth on my baby prick. No, no, no. Ain't no God told me to do no shit like that. No.
My boy.
And anybody
I'm sorry.
Do that should have their. Anybody do that really should have their kids taken away from them. You know, because you have messed that child mind up.
Oh my God. I'm sorry, y'all. Listen, I ain't even trying to disrespect
nobody. Messed that baby mind up. Hell, he gonna walk around now. He gonna want somebody, you know. And then you gonna suck the blood, so you gonna suck the blood out of it. Who is to say you ain't gonna watch the kid grow up? And then you gonna always, you know, you. How can a parent do some shit like that? In the name of the Lord. See, again, you're making God look like you're making God look like he's a really crazy person, spirit. You know, and very evil at that. Because what God would want you to go through and do some stuff like that? Come on.
I told you, you better look out for this guy. This guy ain't no motherfucker. This guy ain't no joke. This guy.
Yeah, man, they, you know, come on now.
What kind
and
of
people still are hollering. I can see why
up.
They have an evil.
Oh, my God, you damn
I
baby
can
got
see
hurt.
Why they have an evil mind. In the name of the Lord. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. I'm laughing. Listen, y'all. I am
but
not.
But this stuff gets too deep.
It's crazy. I'm not
and
taking
it's blunt. It's plain common sense. But it's a psychological thing. And that's why they have you read the Bible every day. Every day. And because more you read something, more something is told to you, the more you believe it.
And by the time you read that damn Bible, you'll be so damn confused, then they know your ass will be ripe for anything
well,
they want to do to your damn
and
mother.
Not only confused, I'm so confused until I'm irritated, agitated, and everything, and I can't figure out I just read the Bible for 2 days. Where a man is the world, and I'm ready to kill up somebody.
Why you think they gave it to you? That's why my brother calls it a
terrorist. You know, I'm walking around. I'm supposed to be feeling good. Everybody telling me. But I'm mad at the world because what I'm reading, like, what? And God said to do this? What? Oh, no.
That's what you were saying. You were like, this God is vicious.
But I'm thinking the God you telling me about is a loving, kind God, passion, grace, all of these things. But I'm reading in this book that he's doing some terrible things.
In the book of Habakkuk is when you really see some of those attributes of God that you like, what?
Yeah, but heaven.
And those of y'all who cross God. You know, I think that here's what happened. The white people taught us how to worship outside of ourselves and to see a higher power outside of ourselves as opposed to inside of ourselves. And that's what fucked the whole world up. And the whole world is looking outward for salvation instead of.
Right, and it's
God.
Right there in the tie up, just like he didn't want us to read and know the truth.
Right.
You know?
We're not
now he don't
to
want
the
them
God
to have a good spirit in order to live in harmony.
Right.
So he keep us confused, fighting at each other.
The same God of existence that's inside of you that's in that bird, or the same existence God that's in you, to just knowing that I am the being. That's in you is in an animal. It's in the water. It's the life force. And once, just like you are made up of the water, of the fire, all of that forces, the elements of the universe is inside of me. And the minute I began to not think, but to see God as some nebulous man, almost like sitting on a throne, looking back down on the creation like he's keeping score. And once God is put into that perspective, you fucked up. Because it's just a man.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they fucked
right.
him. Then they made him white. Then they made him white. So then they made Jesus white, and he's supposed to be the Son of God. And then it just fucked everybody's mind up. So the first thing they had to do was get up out that Bible and realize that the Bible was a terrorist manual. And if you can't get back to the same place that the Bible was stolen from, like the Metanetta, or the Hosea, if you can't get back to that type of reading, then you ain't got no business reading no Bible. Because it's
but,
all fucked
you know,
up.
We will get shot if we go out there. We will get shot if we went out there and said that to some of these black folks. They probably will hang us.
Listen, I was with, at this time, Brother Henry X was he was the minister at the Nation of Islam back at number 3. Well, maybe I'm talking about 35 years ago or so, 20, 30 years ago. And do you know that we were actively, at that point, it was maybe some years later, asking the preachers to take the white Jesus out of the church because that our minds were so messed up. At least, even if you're going to just have Jesus in there, just make his face black, because right now what's happening is these children are thinking that everything is white, so we can't have another generation that see white people as a master. Do you know that the deacon in the church pulled his suit coat back and let the imam see his pistol and said, look, brother, you better get away from here. I told you we don't want to talk about that stuff. He was going to shoot the brother.
And Sengal had a great big black statue, statue, right in front of Jesus. The most beautiful statue you want to see. That was Sengal there. And here's a black man. Don't want to acknowledge Jesus was a brown-skinned person, not a white.
And that's what you just said is true. Brother Umar Johnson said, if you would put a black Jesus in these churches, these black churches, the black people will stop coming to church.
Mm-hmm.
To worship people. I bet you they don't.